Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Malachi, the third chapter. We'll try not to hold you very long. I'm not quite sure where God's going to take it, but I know He'll say what He needs to say. So let's just trust Him and believe Him. Malachi chapter 3, we're going to start in the first verse. When you find it, if you would, stand for the reading and the reverence of God's Word. Malachi chapter number 3, verse number 1, begins to read like this. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide in the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like a fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, and that they may offer unto the Lord an offering of righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old and in former years. It says, it will come near to you to judgment that I will swiftly witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers and against the false swearers and against those that oppress the hirelings of his wages and widows and the fearless and that turn aside from the strangers from his right and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. But you can be seated, and we thank you for reading and reverencing God's word with us there. Don't know how long we'll stand before you, but I just want to do what God will have me to do. And I ask you to pray. But I began to think about this verse of Scripture here. And if I can, if God will allow me, I want to talk about that refiner's fire and some of the other things that come up in this verse of in these verses of Scripture. But I want you just to pray that God will bring it out in the way that He needs to bring it out. Just let me get in the way, but be out of the way in the same time. I just want to do what God had had me to do. That I can just say what needs to be said and step down, and we can go home and say we've been to church. But I begin to think about this verse of Scripture here. It talks about how He'll send the messengers before and that are prepared the way for Him, but that says that He Himself will come. And I want you to realize something today. This is Malachi telling the children of Israel. This is the Old Testament. This is the last book of the Old Testament, if I'm not mistaken. If I can remember right, and you guys know that I forget all the time, stuff all the time. So let's just move on. But I want you to think about something here. This is Malachi telling something that's going to happen in the future. But the Old Testament is everything that points back to Christ. So the whole entire Bible from cover to cover talks about Christ. You can find Him in every page. And no matter when you open your book, where you open your book, if you just read it with the intention of finding Christ, you'll find Him. And I want you to think about something here. The Bible talks about how He is like a refiner's fire. I don't know if you know this or not. I like watching welding, and I like watching forging kind of things. And so that interests me. And eventually, if God will allow me to, I'd like to get into it. And maybe I'll understand it even a little bit more. But I from looking at those videos and reading up, and I even have books that I've bought that I want to read. And I read all the time, and I try to understand the art. But I want you to realize something today. When there's a fire that's fire, a lot of people think of fire as a bad thing. But spiritually speaking, fire is a very good thing. I want fire in my life. I want fire. I want God to consume me with fire. The Bible says that He is a consuming fire. And one of the prophets there in the Old Testament told him that he was never going to speak his name again. But he couldn't, because it was like a fire that shut up, that was shut up in his bones. And I want you to realize something today, that we go through things in our life, and we go through things, and we face problems, and we face trials, and we face strife in our life. But it's not because God doesn't love you and I. It's not because God doesn't care. It's not not because God's forgotten about us. We preached about that a little ways back. It's not because God has left us out to dry, or he's chosen somebody else, Brother Chester. He chose you and me for a purpose. He chose all of us that are here today. If you're here and you're lost, you're here for a reason. And he's chosen for you to be here so that you can hear about his refining fire and his ways. I want you to realize something today. That when there's things that are being forged, the things that are that needs to be forged together before they can forge them, they've got to go and they've got to pillage and they've got to find the right material. But the thing is, when they find the material, it's full of impurities and it's full of things that are from the ground or things that are not good for making something else. They're making that metal pure. Now, when they in the Bible, they use silver a lot and they use gold a lot to plate things and things like that. So gold and silver, all those things were precious. And I want you to realize something today, but they had to go and they had to take effort in finding the gold or the silver. But when they found it, it was in a raw state. It wasn't pure yet. When they found it, it was all mired up and it was gross. And there was a lot of dirt and a lot of ash, things from the ground, or maybe a lot of other rocks from being underneath the ground when they find it. But when they get it to the point, they knock all of that stuff off and they get it to the point to where they can start a fire up and they can put that piece of metal, whatever it may have been. It talks about him refining gold and silver. So maybe we'll just focus on those. But I want you to realize something today. When they would take the things from the ground, they would get it to where they could before they got the fire to start. I don't know if you know this or not. It takes a certain heat. It takes a certain kind of heat, Brother Chester, to be able to melt impurities out of a metal. I want you to realize something today. That it took something special for God to melt away what I used to be. It took something special for God to melt away the impurities. And I want you to realize something today. When the silver or the gold or the metal, when they put it into the fire, it goes in impure. But the Bible says that he's like a refining fire. So refining actually means, I actually have it wrote down here. And refining says it purifies and it separates impurities. So what happens is, when they put that in the fire, they don't put it on the outside. They don't put it on the brim. They don't get it just a little hot. It goes right into the middle in the hottest part of the fire. So that it can get all the heat that it needs to melt the impurities out, to get the infirmities out, or to get all the bad things to go away. And I want you to realize something today. We can liken that to when we got saved, because God, he went out and he chose to find to search for you and I. Oh, and thanks be to God, when he found us, we were impure and we were muck and mire and we were disgusting. Oh, but he chose to go ahead and start knocking away things in our life that were hindering us, so that he could get us to the point to where he could purge us from what? From your sin, from your guilt, from your disgustingness. I'm not coming down on anybody. We were all in the same boat. We were all disgusted. We were all vile. We wouldn't need to be saved. Oh, but thanks be to God above. When God found me, he chose to put me in the middle of the fire and to get rid of my impurities today. Hey, when they put those things in the fire, it goes in and there's rocks and there's a lot of dirt and it doesn't look good at all, Naomi. It's pretty ugly. Oh, but through the process of adding air to the fire and keeping the coals lit and keeping that fire as hot as could be, that gold or silver or the metal that they put in there, it begins to get malleable, brother.
Brother Bob Taylor. It begins to be able to be molded. And you know what happens? If the person that's running the forge there, if they pull it out and there's more impurities, if there's not, or if all the impurities aren't out, the good thing about it is if you get it back in the right amount of time, nothing hardens up and you can continue the purifying process. I want you to realize something today. Thanks be to God above that our soul, when we got saved, was made pure. Oh, but the body from the outside, the thing that we call the flesh, as I like to call it, a bucket of mud. There's things that are impure inside of us that God has to put back in the fire every once in a while. And let me tell you something. I'm speaking from experience. I had a talk with my dad last night that I didn't know which way I didn't know what direction God needed me to go. I didn't know what he wanted me to do next. I wasn't even sure of what was up and what was down. Oh, but thanks be to God that he works quickly and he lets you know when you just need to be put back in the fire a little bit. I want you to know something today. If you're here and you need some, you need to be put back in the refiner's fire. Just ask God to give you help and give you a hand, and he'll take you and he'll put you right into the middle of his will, and he'll heat you back up, and he'll burn out the impurities, and he'll make you pure again. Hey, I'm not saying that your soul is impure. It's impossible if you're here and you're saved for your soul to ever be impure again. That thing, whatever it looks like, I don't know. But it's set and it's sealed unto the day of redemption that I was talking about in the first couple verses there. The Bible says that he asked them, who can stand? Who can stand in that day? Let me tell you who's going to stand in that day. It's the people, the ones that love God with all their heart and all their soul and all their might. And they've held to the refining fire that is the gospel. And they have given him their heart. And they've given him their soul and their work and their joy and their fear and their unhappiness and their happiness. Oh, I want you to realize something today. We need God more than our next breath. And I can't say it enough that if we are ever going to be in a spot that God needs us to be, we've got to get in the fire. Hey, I want you to understand that if you're not saved by grace, unfortunately, you're still that raw part that gets pulled from the ground. Oh, but it doesn't stop there, friend. If you believe God and you trust his name and you want him to help you, he'll take you up, he'll set you up, and he'll begin to knock things away so that you can get to the point to where you realize that without him, you will not make heaven. Oh, but when you get there, don't you fret, don't you fear, don't be afraid. Because the one that has purified my soul and your soul and your soul and anybody here who's saved by God's grace, they've all been put into the fire. Hey, the Bible don't speak about more than one way. Jesus told him on several different occasions that he was the way, the truth, and the life, and he was the door, and that no man could come unto the Father unless by him. So let me tell you this much. If you're here and you're confused as to how to speak to God, just call on Jesus' name. There's nothing more than you got to do. If you feel him tugging on your heart and you want him to You want him to fire you up, and you want him to get your impurities out. Because let me tell you something, speaking from experience, I spent years trying to get my own impurities out. Oh, but all I was I was just a hunk of raw material. I was just a bucket of mud. I was just a man at the time, a boy. I'll tell you this much. I wasn't nothing, and I couldn't do nothing, and I couldn't save myself, even though I tried. Oh, but when I let God have control, and I gave him my heart, he put me in the fire. Hey, I can't remember what temperature it is to get the impurities out. Oh, but I remember looking it up. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Oh, that it takes a lot of heat. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. The thing about the heat is it comes from one single source. It comes from the fire below that heats the coals up. Or in modern day forging, Brother Bob, a lot of times they hook propane and that one single flame will come up and it'll heat whatever the source is for the fire. Oh, but thanks be to God above that there's only one man that was ever good enough to be able to come here and to live and to breathe and to die, but raise himself back up for you and I. Thanks be to God for our justification. He made us kings and priests, and he's given us a lively hope, and it's all because he is the refining fire. You'll never find another man that will help you like this one. You'll never find somebody, Brother Chester, that can speak to you in the midnight hour when nobody else is around, nobody else cares, nobody else even knows you're going through problems. There I was, talking to my dad at like 12:30 at night, and I needed help, and my dad, I could help me as much as possible. I can attest, he did everything he could to try to lift my spirits up. Oh, but one thing he told me is pray, and guess what? I can tell you this much. I'll tell you the same. If you feel like you're empty inside, if you feel like you're unfinished, if you feel like you're raw material and you're good for nothing, just call on Jesus and he will help you today. Hey, it don't matter if you're lost or saved here this evening or this morning. If you need help, God will help today. Otherwise, why would he have sent his son, Brother Bob? Jesus didn't have to come. They had already sent a search out through heaven. And humanity was doomed. There was nobody worthy enough. Oh, but they said that there was one that was like a lamb that came up. And that he, oh my goodness, praise God, that if they would find even just one that was worthy, the Bible says that he was like a lamb slain from the foundation of the earth. Oh, praise God's name. Oh, then he was willing and able to come to die in your stead today. Hey, but Brother Chris, do you know something that's perfect about God's love? There's a Song of Solomon. It's Solomon speaking to one of his wives, his favorite wife, his wife he loved the most. Oh, but there's one in there, I think it's in the 8th chapter, where it talks about how love is a vehement flame. Oh, but I don't know if you know this or not, but vehement means it's a passion. There's passion behind it. Oh, thank be to God above that I found somebody that has a passion for me. I love my wife with everything in me, and I want to do my best to make sure that she's got help when she needs help. Oh, but thanks be to God above, when we can't help each other out, when we can only do so much, there's somebody that loves her more than I do, and there's somebody that loves me more than she does that can help in our time of need. Oh, praise God's name. I'm just trying to preach to you love this morning. He loved you so much. John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe upon him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, thanks be to God above, that I got a hold of the love that was in his heart today. Hey, I want you to know something. When there's somebody that's willing to go out and to search for the metal and to find it and to knock off the impurities and then to kindle up the fire and put it in and spend time with this impure metal, thanks be to God above, it doesn't just become their task, it becomes a passion. It becomes what they live for. Thanks be to God above that Christ lives to save lost people today. And if you're here and you don't know him in your life, you can have him today. You can have him. You can have him. I'll tell you this much. When I, at the age of 13, that's when I got saved. Brother Chester, from the time that I was 10 years old, I think I was even just freshly 10. Barely had been 10 years old when God called me, Brother Bob. Oh, but I turned him away because I was afraid. I didn't understand. I didn't know. I was unsure. Oh, but when I turned him away, every time became easier. And I began to be afraid. And I would ask him, God, don't kill me. I would be in my bed, Brother Bob, praying to God. I don't even know if he heard me or not. Don't kill me. Please don't let me die tonight. I don't want to go to hell. Oh, but I'm not ready. Oh, but do you realize on February 26, 2006, that all the excuses had been taken from me, and all I knew was that I was an undesirable lump of clay that God could make pure if I would allow him. Oh, praise God's name, that you have to want the fire to be set up in your life before God can ever kindle it up in you. Hey, there's nothing. You can't start your own fire. You don't even know how to begin. Now, you know my wife. She grew up in, she did Girl Scouts, so she prides herself on camping. She prides herself on being able to start fires. Oh, but thanks be to God above. When I needed somebody to start up my soul, when I needed somebody to give me a fire that would never burn out, I couldn't call anybody but God, because God is the one that sent his son to die for you today. He loves you. He loves you more than you can even understand. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. The Bible, he asked him a question, who can stand? Who can stand in that day? Oh, but I'll tell you this much, I'll be able to stand. And some of you here, I can't speak for you, but no doubt some of you could stand and raise your hand. I'll be able to stand. Let me ask you this question. Will you be able to stand? Oh. Let me ask you this. If God was to come back right now, where would you be standing today? Would you still be that raw? Would you still be raw material? In other words, Brother Jerry, would you still be what the earth made you? Because the Bible says in the beginning that God created a man from the dust of the earth. And he also said that from the dust you were, basically what he was telling him was, or what he said was in the Bible, you came from the dust, and that's where you'll go. So in other words, you're born, and you live, and you die. But what happens in between is the important part.
I've heard it said so many times by so many men that there's a day that you're born that you won't remember, and there's a day that you die that you won't remember, but other people may. But the dash mark in the middle is what counts. The dash mark in the middle represents your life. It represents the days that you were alive. It represents what you did in your time. Who you became, what you were, whether you had a wife, husband, whether you didn't, I don't know. But none of that stuff even matters. What matters is if you let God put you in the refining fire. What matters is, have you, because the thing is, God's a gentleman. He's not going to force himself upon you. Have you let God into your life? Even though it's not yours to live. The Bible says that our lives are but a vapor. They're here and they're gone. The Bible also says that men are a few days full of trouble. So in other words, we don't have long. 100 years is a drop in the bucket to God. Here, 100 years feels like a long time. But 100 years pales in comparison to eternity.
Amen. That's right. Never ending. Amen.
What are your days going to spell? Are you going to have said with pride, are the people when they come by your casket going to be able to say, I knew him, he loved the Lord. I knew her, she loved God with all of her heart. Are they going to be able to say he was a good man? Are they going to say she was a faithful woman? Are they going to say, I don't know? They didn't have a testimony in their life. I'm not sure. Friend, as much as I love everybody here, whether you speak well of me or not, when you see me in that casket, I know where I will be. I'll be home. I'll be in heaven, and I will have accepted my reward. As much as I love you, I'm sure I'll probably forget about you down here, because the Bible says that there can be no tears, no sorrows in heaven. Are you refined? Why don't we stand? Uncle Kenny, come get a song. Are you refined? Are you purified? That was another thing that I wasn't sure if I was going to get to. excuse me. Where it says that he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. But I want you to realize something today. Refining does is it takes out the impurities. They get something that's not worth a whole lot out of the ground. And through the purifying process, it becomes valuable. Friend, do you know that you're valuable to God? Whether you're here and you're saved or you're here and you're lost, you're valuable to God. You say, well, I'm not saved yet. He's not in my heart yet. He still loves you. He loves you so much that he created this day for you to come to this church and to hear about his love. That's not by happenstance, friends. Stuff like this doesn't just happen. I don't believe in chance. I don't believe in a what if, or maybe God has put everything in order for this day already. And you're here on purpose. What are you going to do with him today? Are you going to give him your heart? Are you going to let him purify it? Are you going to let him come into your life? You know, Zacchaeus, when he found out that Jesus was coming through Jericho, he climbed up into a tree to find him. What lengths are you willing to go to find God? I'll tell you this much, though. As much as you try and you might to find him, he's already found you. He's got your number. He knows who you are. He knows what you've done, where you've been, who you've been, what you'll become. And even though some of that stuff may be as vile can be, he loves you enough to look past it. To do what? To purify. Right now, you're just a hunk of no good. No offense.
Are you all?
before we get saved, we are no good. We don't even know how to pray without God's help. But if you let God have control, if you give God your heart, He'll put it in there and He'll sift it around in the flame. He'll put a little, He'll smack a little Holy Ghost in there. And you'll be different. The thing about it is, when those precious metals, when they go into the fire, when they come out of the fire, they're different material. They're different. Still same old gold, still same old silver, but it went in unpure and it came out of the fire purified. Friend, you got to let God do that for you. You won't be able to make this life on your own. You may live a really good life. You may be here and be young and live to be up in your 80s, 90s. I work in a nursing home and there are several people who are touching 100. But the thing about it is, 100, that's a good number to try to reach for. But what if you reach 100 and you've never reached for God? What if you get to 80, 90, 100 years old? I've heard of some people being even older than that. You know, they celebrate their birthday on the TV or something like that. But 100 years means nothing if you haven't found God. This is it's a serious thing, friend. The gospel goes out day in, day out, for people to hearken and to listen and to hear and to obey the word of God. So you have one of two choices today. Black and white. You can be pure, or you can stay that raw material that we talked about. You can be purified or you can be raw. It's your choice. But I'll tell you this much. Being purified is a whole lot better than being raw. You're rugged. You're displaced. A lot of times, there's people that don't know the Lord in their life, don't know the Lord in their heart. They live good lives. They have a good job. They have a great life, good family. But something's always missing. There's always something that they can't put their finger on that's just not right. That's the soul trying to find its way back to God. Friend, I feel like you feel that today. You feel like something's missing, something's wrong. But you can't put your finger on it. Can I stand here and tell you today? It's because you need to be purified. And your outside body, you're going to stay who you are. But you'll be different. I'm still Dylan, but the inner man makes me a different man on the outside. The bad thing is, sometimes the old man tries to show his ugly face. That's why Paul told him there that we have to die daily. Because without God's help, we can't make it, Brother Bob. There's no way. Even as a saved individual, yeah, I'll go to heaven. I'll get my reward. But life is so much easier, so much simpler, so much better, and it's a sweeter life when you're when you're in line. I'm not trying to say that we're all like robots or whatever, you know, people say whatever. All you church people, all they do, they're just robots. They just listen to what somebody. No, that's not it. I don't listen to some man.
No.
I listen to the man, the God. He loves you today. He just wants you to be purified.
That's it.
He cares about you.
That's all I know to do. That's all I have. Does somebody this morning have something they need to say or do before we close out this service?